Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. My name's Lee.
And my name's Peter.
And our summer hiatus continues as we prepare for our exciting relaunch of the podcast this fall.
That's right. And now it's time for you, our incredible kid listeners, to start writing us brand new stories.
And the stories we're looking for right now are all about dreams. We want you to write a story about a brand new character from your imagination that has a great big dream, and not the kind that you get when you're sleeping, but the kind that you really hope you accomplish someday. So write a story about your character trying to achieve their dream and tell us what they do to try to get it, and then tell us if they got it and how they feel about it.
So exciting. But in the meantime, we're releasing some classic stories from the archives.
We're playing stuff for you that has never been heard, and boy, oh boy, are we excited for what we have for you today. The first story was written by a then fourth grader from Jacksonville, Florida, named Adriana, and this story is special because it was written as a commercial for a made-up product.
That's right, Lee. And Adriana's story is called Aquabus.
Aquabus, Aquabus, get your Aquabus now. Whatever, bus, turn into an aquarium. If you're bored of the chartreuse color on your school bus, well then, get Aquabus, Aquabus, get your Aquabus now. Aquabus will turn your bus a clear light blue see-through aquarium. And in order to add fish, please call 4-666-9044. Aquabus, Aquabus, get your Aquabus now. We have all types of fish.
That's only the outside. Now for the inside. You will be wearing a scuba diving suit.
Because of safety hazards, the bus will be full of water.
Many injuries have happened by Aquabus. If this occurs, please evacuate by blowhole. Then call 911. Oh, Aquabus, Aquabus, get your Aquabus now. Get your Aquabus now.
That's the craziest, most insane thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
I wish that I could go to school every single day submerged in water.
Well, I hope that you don't, because it doesn't sound safe to me. Many people have been injured by Aquabus, Peter.
You're right. I promise I will not buy an Aquabus.
I want you only on land buses.
Only land buses. What about flying buses?
Well, you can take those.
Okay, great. This next story comes to us from a second grader from Pittsburgh named Sam.
And Sam's story's called, My Mom is an Annoying Hockey Coach.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a tough game here at Console Energy Center. Once again, I'm Clam Shermley.
And I'm Sherm Clamley, and you are watching
the Pittsburgh Penguins. Penguins are down by one. Looks like star player Sam has got the puck. He's moving.
He's really taking that puck for a walk.
Nice one, Sherm. Hey, look at that.
He's scored! Yeah! Amazing. Tie game. If only we could hear what the players are saying down there. It must be amazing.
Yes, I scored.
Nice one, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Coach wants to talk to you.
Yeah, Coach?
Good one, Sam, but you forgot to stick handle.
Oh, Mom.
Now, I know that I'm your mom, but I'm also your coach, so you gotta call me Coach when we're on the ice.
Okay, Coach.
Now get back out there, Sam!
Sam looks a little frazzled from his meeting with the coach.
Must be because his coach is his mom.
Now, Sherm, for the last time, that's an unconfirmed rumor. Not every coach is a player's mom.
That's a strange thing to say. Whoa! Looks like Sam has got the puck again. He's skating past defenders.
Only a few seconds left. He scored! The Penguins win!
I wonder what the players are saying down there.
Yes, I scored.
Good job, Sam, but you forgot to follow through.
Oh, Mom.
It's Coach.
Ugh.
Now hit the showers.
Sam, what's wrong?
It's my mom.
You mean Coach?
That's the problem. I don't want my mom to be my coach, and I don't want my coach to be my mom. It's just too annoying.
Why don't you ask her to stop?
I couldn't. She'd be too hurt.
What are you gonna do, Sam?
I got an idea. I'll try it at the game tomorrow.
It's tomorrow at the Console Energy Center, and the Penguins are down by one.
Not for long, Sherm. It looks like Sam just got on the ice, and if he plays anything like the way he played yesterday, the Penguins will be going home with a win.
Agreed, Clam. Wait a minute. What is Sam doing? He's not even trying.
He's slugging around the ice?
I wonder if his coach mom has anything to do with this.
Sherm, that is an unconfirmed rumor. Sam's coach is not his mom.
You sound crazy, Clam. Look! Out of nowhere, Sam has a chance to score. He's
standing still. Well, this is weird.
Hopefully he won't play like this tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
And Sam is still slugging around the ice.
Come on, Sam, pick it up.
I'm trying.
Hopefully he won't play like this tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
And Sam is still slugging around the ice.
Come on, Sam, what's with the slugging?
I'm doing my best.
Hopefully he won't play like this tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
And Sam is still slugging around the ice.
Come on, Sam. Let's play some hockey out there.
I know.
Maybe the endless home games are taking a toll.
Or maybe it has to do with his coach mom.
Sherm, I've had enough of this.
Wait, no, what are you doing?
Get over here. I'm going to flick your earlobe.
No, stop flicking me.
You like that?
No, I don't like that. Don't flick my earlobe. You'll pay for this. You'll be sorry. Don't flick me.
The game's over. The Penguins lose.
Looks like Sam is talking to the coach, Mom. I wonder what they're saying.
It's okay, Sam. You know, losing is just part of the game. We'll keep working hard and getting better.
No!
Huh?
Mom, I've been playing so badly because I was hoping you would quit. It's hard having my mom be my coach.
Aw, Sam. I didn't know. All you had to do was ask me.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you stop coaching me?
Sure.
Strange, it looks as if Sam and the coach are hugging. Wait, what are you handing me? I'm getting word that the Penguins coach is quitting because she's Sam's mom?
Whoa, Sherm. I owe you an apology. How did you know?
Because my mom is my hockey coach.
For real?
For real. The end!
Thank you all so much for listening to this week's podcast. If you'd like to see the Story Pirates live in person, come visit us in New York City, where we perform on select Saturdays in Midtown Manhattan.
And don't forget to subscribe and rate and review us and tell a friend about the podcast so that more people can hear about it. We're so excited to let you guys know about what we're up to this fall, and we'll tell you soon.
And kids, start writing those stories. Parents, send them in, storypirates.com, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.